held by a teleconference pursuit. Oh, we'll start over again. Okay. Good morning. This is a meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. It is 9 o'clock on Thursday, July 9th, 2020. It's being held by a Google Hangouts. The original recording of this meeting will be maintained in the office of the commission at 210 North, 1950 West, Salt Lake City, Utah. This meeting is being held pursuant to the governor's executive order to allow meetings such as this to be held by teleconference. Our first item of business is to recognize those participating. This is John Valentine, Commission Chair. We also have Commissioner Michael J. Cragen, Commissioner Rebecca L. Rockwell, and Commissioner Lawrence C. Walters. We're also joined today by Scott Smith, Executive Director. And I didn't see whether we have Deanna. Yes, we also have Deanna Herring as the Deputy Executive Director. So that we have a good roll as to who was on the call, let's start with our with Lynn and work our way down through the staff who are here today. So Lynn, if you take over, just to stay your name.
Lynn Solarsik, Legislative Director.
Casey Gardner, Policy Analyst.
Shante Astor, Executive Assistant.
Alex Urosovic, Economist.
Frank Hales, Audit Director.
Tammy Kikuchi, Public Information Officer.
I think that's everybody I show on the call. Did I miss anybody on the call? If I did not, we'll go to the next item on the agenda. The next item on the agenda is the public comment period for individuals or groups wishing to address the commissioners for up to 3 minutes on matters not related to pending or recently imminent appeals to the Tax Commission. We've not been notified about any such requests. Is there anyone that wishes to address the commission during the public comment period? Seeing none, I'll move to the next item on the agenda. Next item is to consider approving our commission meeting minutes of June 11th, 2020. And I recognize Commissioner Walters.
I move to approve the commission meeting minutes of June 11th, 2020.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Rule it passes. The minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is to consider amending some administrative rules. One rule was published on June 14th, 2020. The other four rules were published on July, let's see, what was the date of that? July 1st, 2020.
June 1, 2020.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockwell. So I'll recognize Commissioner Rockwell. Let's take the first one and we'll deal with it first, and then the next four we'll deal with them individually, but we'll deal with them after we deal with the first one that was published on May 15th. Commissioner Rockwell.
Thank you. The following rule was published in the Utah State Bulletin on May 15, 2020, and the public comment period ended on June 14, 2020. We did not receive any public comments on the rule. This rule is R877-23V24, Advisory Board Procedures pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 413106.
Thank you, Commissioner. Was there any questions of Commissioner Rockwell regarding this rule that went through the public comment period? Seeing none, I recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
I move to adopt the amendments to R877-23V24, Advisory Board Procedures pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 413106. This proposed rule specifies the requirements for the Motor Vehicle Advisory Board to conduct electronic meetings consistent with the Utah Open and Public Meetings Act.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Any debate on the motion? Seeing none, Roll call vote on the motion. Commissioner Chair will vote last. Commissioner Cragen.
Aye.
Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Walters.
Aye.
Commissioner Valentine votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. The rule is adopted. The next four will take individually one by one, even though they were all published on the same date. Commissioner Rockwell.
Thank you. The following rules were published in the Utah State Bulletin on June 1st, 2020, and the public comment period ended on July 1st, 2020. We did not receive any public comments on these rules. The first is R865-19S-35, residential or commercial use of gas, electricity, heat, coal, fuel oils, or other fuels pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 5912-103 and 5912-104.
Thank you. Any questions of Commissioner Rockwell on this rule? Hearing none, Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
I move to adopt the amendments to R865-19S-35, residential or commercial use of gas, electricity, heat, coal, fuel oils, or other fuels pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 5912-103 and 5912-104. This proposed rule removes language from the rule regarding the self-taxation of fuels furnished at a single meter for a combination of residential, commercial, or industrial uses, because these transactions were addressed in statute under 2020 House Bill 56.
Thank you. Any questions of Commissioner Rockwell of this rule? I have one quick comment. This is a badly needed rule, and it was a badly needed statutory change, as the commission found as we tried to deal with this issue. Hopefully this brings clarity to both us and to taxpayers. Hearing no other comments, Commissioner Rockwell for a motion. That was the motion.
I just made the motion.
Okay. I will then place the motion. Roll call vote. Commissioner Cragen.
Aye.
Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Walters.
Aye.
Commission Chair Valentine votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. The rule is adopted. The next rule.
The next rule is R865-19S-85, sales and use tax exemptions for certain purchases by a manufacturing facility pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 5912-104.
Motion's in order. Any debate on the motion? Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion,
I need to make the motion. I just introduced the rule.
I am so sorry. I'm not following very closely. So let's go to, that was the introduction of the rule. Any questions on the rule? Seeing none, now I'll recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
Thank you. I move to adopt the amendments to R865-19S-85, sales and use tax exemptions for certain purchases by a manufacturing facility pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 5912-104. The rule amendment clarifies, consistent with 2018 Senate Bill 2001 and current practice, the items of tangible personal property incorporated into the manufacturing process and which are to be sold are exempt from sales and use taxation.
Thank you. Now I rule that the motion's in order. Any debate on the motion? Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion. Roll call vote. Commissioner Cragen.
Aye.
Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Walters.
Aye.
Commission Chair Valentine votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. The rule is adopted. The next rule.
The next rule is R865-19S-99, sales and use taxes on vehicles purchased in another state pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 5912-103 and 5912-104.
Thank you. Questions or comments regarding this rule? Hearing none, recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
Thank you. I move to adopt the amendments to R865-19S99, sales and use taxes on vehicles purchased in another state pursuant to Utah Code annotated sections 5912-103 and 5912-104. This rule is being repealed because the sales and use taxation of vehicles purchased in another state is adequately addressed in Utah Code.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Seeing none, I'll place the motion. Roll call vote. Commissioner Cragen.
Aye.
Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Walters.
Aye.
Commission Chair Valentine votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. The rule is adopted. And the final rule for consideration this morning. Commissioner Rockwell, if you'd introduce that.
Yes, the final rule is R877-23V23, secure areas pursuant to Utah Code annotated sections 531-102, 535-710, 768-311.1, and 7610-523.5.
Thank you, Commissioner. I'll make a quick comment about this one before I go to the motion. This one is obviously badly needed for the Commission in light of our present situation in this nation. We are now the same as every other courtroom as far as our security protocols. I really appreciate the staff helping us on this one. This one has been, in many ways, a longer fight than I really anticipated because it took 2 years to get it in place. Any other comments regarding the proposed rule, which is really adopting the provisions of the sections that were changed? Seeing none, I'll recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
Thank you. I move to adopt the amendments to R877-23V23, secure areas pursuant to Utah Code annotated sections 531-102, 535-710, 768-311.1, and 7610-523.5. The proposed rule clarifies that a firearm, ammunition, a dangerous weapon, or an explosive is prohibited from any area designated as secure and operated by the Motor Vehicle Enforcement Division.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye. Those in favor of the motion, roll call vote. Commissioner Cragen.
Aye.
Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Walters.
Aye.
And Commission Chair Valentine votes aye along with his dog. The motion passes unanimously. The rule is adopted. Okay, hold on a second. The neighbor is mowing the lawn, and it's always a fun thing for her to bark at. So she got in the house and she continued to bark. I am so sorry about that interruption. I think it's going to be quiet now. Okay, we'll go on to the next item of the agenda, which is commissioner reports. I don't have anything specific to report in the public meeting. Does any other commissioner have anything they wish to report?
Nothing from me, sir.
I have nothing to report.
Okay. Very good. We'll go now to the executive director's report. Is there anything from the executive director? I'll recognize our executive director.
Yes, thank you. I would like to thank the public for their help in complying with the governor's executive order on wearing of masks in public buildings. We've had excellent compliance. I understand that there's been some pretty creative masks or face coverings. So we do have creative citizens here in the Utah. So thank you, citizens. The other thing is that we have implemented our health screening, our daily health screening for our employees as they come to work each day. We take their temperature and ask questions. Fortunately, so far, we have had we haven't had anyone with an elevated temperature. So hopefully either that means that people are not getting sick, or if they are getting sick, that they are staying home, which is also recommended. So I'd like to thank the employees for adhering to that. Unfortunately, we did have one employee who has tested, an additional employee who has tested positive for COVID. They are a remote worker and have not been in the building since March. So it did not impact our providing the services. But again, it's never a good thing to hear from that one of my employees is sick. So all in all, I think we are in a good place. That's all I have.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the efforts also of all of our employees in that regard. Anything else that needs to be brought before the commission meeting? Seeing none, I recognize Commissioner Cragen for a motion.
I move that we adjourn.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Then hearing no opposed, we are adjourned. If the commissioners, if we could stop the recording for a minute, I have a quick item for the commissioners I need to talk with. Scott, if you'd like to stay on as well.